Letter 3. Blackheath, January 1875. My beloved brother, on the 6th of May we landed once more upon the shores of England, and on the 24th it was arranged for me to recommence my ministry. As, however, I was still far from strong, my beloved people kindly consented for me to preach but once on the Lord's Day, and through the tender mercy of our God and Father, I was enabled to do this much with comparative ease, and with no little joy. Perhaps never in my past experience did I realize so much of the presence of God and the power of the Spirit in preaching the Word as after my return. The reason, no doubt, was that never were so many prayers offered as now that the Lord's strength might be made perfect in my weakness, and truly those prayers were abundantly answered. But notwithstanding all these happy experiences, new evidences of the Lord's faithfulness and tender love, the Lord was about to appear on the scene and constrain me to retire from my work. Scarcely indeed had I settled down before indications began to appear that it was not His will that I should continue at my post. You, beloved brother, are acquainted with the peculiar path by which I was led, and therefore know that I scarcely took a step of my own will, but that when I acted, it was because there were influences from without which compelled me to do so. It thus came to pass, owing to circumstances over which I had no control, that I summoned a meeting of believers and read to them a paper in which I embodied the leading truths which I at that time held. I read the paper to you before I carried it to the meeting, but I will insert a part of it here, as it will serve to explain very accurately the gradual nature of the change which I finally was led to make. After some personal references, I proceeded as follows. I am said to have taught Plymouth doctrines last Lord's Day week. Now, it so happens that on two occasions before, I have expressed exactly the same views, and then, as far as I know, not a single complaint was made. Be this as it may, the question resolves itself simply into this. Did I proclaim truth or error? For because the Catholics hold the divinity of the Lord Jesus, am I to reject this most true and blessed doctrine? But I am free to confess that I do largely agree with the doctrines usually associated with brethren. When I commenced my ministry here, now 13 years and a half ago, I was a great student and read many books. But gradually the Lord opened my eyes to see that, with the Holy Spirit as guide and teacher, the Bible is all sufficient for the instruction of the man of God. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, and John chapter 16, verse 13. And thus my books became fewer and fewer, until now, for some years past, the Scriptures have been my chief companion, and certainly my only textbook for the pulpit. The result was that I had to reject most of, if not all, the views which had previously been instilled into my mind, and I was soon compelled to confess that many doctrines of brethren were according to the mind of God. For instance, I could not but see that it is right to meet as Christians to break bread on the Lord's Day. Again, in regard to dispensational truth, though hitherto I have differed from them on some material points, I could not but agree with brethren in their general outline, as, for example, in the premillennial advent of Christ, speaking now of the general doctrine and not of its details, in the first resurrection of believers and the rapture of the saints, in their association with Christ in the glories of His millennial reign, in the restoration and conversion of the Jews, and in the conversion of the world, not by the preaching of the gospel before the second advent, but after the Lord's return, when He will turn to the people of a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve Him with one consent. Zephaniah 3, verse 9. I agree also with them, speaking generally, in their teaching on the standing and walk of believers, separation from the world, the indwelling Spirit, and more. At the same time, I have differed from them on other points, for had I not, I hope I should have had grace to unite with them, For I hesitate not to declare to you that if I had been fully convinced of the ground they take as to worship and ministry, it would have been my pleasure, I trust, to seek to glorify God by obedience to His will. I will go farther. I have often said in conversation with friends that under some circumstances I would rather be with brethren than with other Christians, for even now, were I in a place where no definite truth was taught, I should seek at once the privilege of fellowship with them in the breaking of bread. Once more, I have often expressed regret that I ever wrote my tractate against brethren, a regret which some in fellowship with us felt at the time of its publication. The reason was that I soon found that Unitarians, clergymen, and other ministers, with whom I had not the least sympathy, were using my book as an auxiliary to their cause, and I felt therefore that I was in the wrong camp, that I must have fallen into error. It was also cited in newspapers and reviews in support of views from which I entirely dissented. I cannot express my deep sorrow, though at the time it embodied my sincere convictions, that I ever published it. For in these days of worldliness and error, I would far rather see Christians with brethren than in the establishment, or with many independents and Baptists. And I take this opportunity of saying that I could not now adhere to the statements and views which my book contains. Such, dear brother, was the substance of the paper which I read on that occasion. But I added to it the announcement that, as my teaching had been called in question, I should resign my pastorate at the end of September. I returned home that evening with more joy of soul than I had experienced for some time past, for I felt that the Lord had opened a door for me to declare plainly all the truth that I held. And I was sure that, whatever might be the trials of faith connected with my separation from my people, He who had spoken so plainly to me would give me grace to be faithful, that He would strengthen His feeble servant for the testimony to which he might be called, and enable him still to follow on, though the character of the path on which he was entering was at that time entirely concealed. Believe me, beloved brother, yours affectionately in the Lord, E.D.